Tahira Johnson and William Ginn work in the Client Assistance Program, presently located in the Oklahoma Office of Disability Concerns. They want to share with you their experience in advocating for people with disabilities who are thinking about applying for a case with the Department of Rehabilitation Services.
Good morning. I'm William Ginn, and welcome to our fourth podcast from the Oklahoma Client Assistance Program. That's CAP for short. Tahira Johnson and I want to provide you some tips on having a successful case as a vocational rehabilitation client.
In our third podcast, we shared with you the importance of choosing an employment outcome which is right for you. We suggested you consider your interests and abilities and the job market in the area you live.
Google OklahomaWorks.gov for a list of critical occupations with hourly and annual wages, projected job openings, and educational requirements.
Today, we want to talk with you about a specific employment outcome which is a little different from all the others. We want to talk with you about opening up your own business. That's a little more complicated.
Many DRS counselors will require you complete several checklists of questions about your business proposal. Each checklist will require approval before the next. Completing these checklists will force you to identify potential customers, gauge businesses in your area which are already doing what you want to do, and identify equipment you will need.
That's a good thing, and it prepares the way for you to write a business plan.
A business plan addresses all aspects of your business proposal. It provides details of accounting practices and possible employees that you will hire.
Your business plan will specify if you are going to work out of the garage of your home or if you will rent space in the community. Office costs like telephone, computer, and printer are important.
And don't forget specific estimated costs for each item. You will be asked to come up with a projected total cost to start your business. DRS will ask you to provide part of the startup cost if your business plan is over $5,000.
Don't be scared. There are agencies like the Small Business Administration that will help you write a good business plan free of charge. When that plan is complete, it must be approved by DRS.
This process could take a while, so be patient.
When your business plan is approved, all the items you will need must be listed on your individual plan of employment, IPE. Expensive items may need to be bid out. After all this, equipment and items you need can be ordered.
It takes a minute, but all these steps are meant to help you be successful. That's the most important thing of all.
If this process is a little intimidating, consider working for someone else in the type of business you want to open. That is an excellent way to give you some real experience in the business without risking all the associated costs.
Thanks for that tip, Tahira. In our next CAP podcast, we'd like to share some information about the individual plan of employment for your DRS case. That IPE identifies what kind of work you have chosen to do and all the supports you will need to achieve your goal.
See you next time. Bye for now.